1954.
Rock and roll generation, you do remember anything about any one of the groups, especially anything that was local to D.C., especially about the Clovers or anything like that. You know, any little tidbit, man, we can eat it up and use it, and I'm sure umpteen billion other people would dig it, too. We'll put you on tape, man, and play you back and do the whole scene with you. Another comment from another fine listener.
WPGC.
Yeah, very interesting programs you have going on.
Thank you very much.
I heard you talking. My name is Don Eslin. There was a local group here back in the early 50s, the era that you're in right about now, called the Four Tunes. Do you remember them?
I think I do remember the name.
They had Cool Water and Harbor Lights and several other semi-hit records. You were talking about the colored performers, and that's what they were. They never made it real big, but they did have some records on the charts at the time. And interestingly enough, a fellow named George Newman, who is still active in the D.C. nightlife scene, took them from Peruso's Grill on Georgia Avenue up to the Arthur Godfrey Talent Scout Show during that time, and I believe they came in second place.
Well, that's very good.
So if you would say something about that and maybe mention my name, my 14-year-old daughter would love me.
We'll do it, okay?
Don Eslin.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Number one with the best of what's happening in 54. We'd like to have you participate in this particular year and, you know, localize it if you can. If you can't, that's fine, too. But tell us about some of the things that you know of that went on particularly in the D.C. area in 1954. Besides just playing black groups in 1954, you're hearing a lot of what the roots of rock and roll were all about, but in 1954, the records that were really top 10 were strictly, basically, all white. And we'd like to play for you the number two song that sold more than anyone except number one, obviously, of 1954. In fact, we'll run down the top 10 for you right after this. But it's not a black group. It's strictly a white thing, and I think it'll shock you a little bit. Rosemary?
Look, back at that time in 54, you were talking about black music being shut off the white airwaves.
Right.
Well, the first disc jockey in this era that I can remember now playing black music was a guy named Jay Perry. He's now over at WPIK playing CNW.
Okay.
A lot of people might remember him as having a show later about 57 called Sock Hop on WTOP Channel 9.
Right.
He was a ball-headed dude.
He
knew his music, man. Now, the dude knew his music.
Right.
He could play some of the finest black music I had ever heard. And I was only about 9 years old at the time.
Right.
But I remember listening on, and he used to be on WAM at night.
Okay.
One of your arch rivals.
Right.
Yeah. He was pretty cool, though.
Okay.
And one of the first places I ever heard blues, like the Clovers, the Diamonds, later they were a white group, actually. I can't remember. The Eldorados. All them old ones.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
The Rock and Roll Generation.
Rock and roll music.
1954.
Oh, life could be a dream if I could take you up in paradise up above. If you would tell me I'm the only one that you love. Life could be a dream, sweetheart. Hello, hello again. Shaboom, and hoping we'll meet again. Oh, life could be a dream if only all my precious plans would come true. If you would let me spend my whole life loving you. Life could be a dream, sweetheart. Now every time I look at you, something is on my mind. If you do what I want you to,
baby, we'd be so fine.
Oh, life could be a dream if I could take you up in paradise up above. If you would tell me I'm the only one that you love. Life could be a dream, sweetheart.
Shaboom, shaboom, ya-la-la-la-la-la-la-la, shaboom, shaboom, ya-la-la-la-la-la-la-la, shaboom, shaboom, ya-la-la-la-la-la-la-la, shaboom. Shaboom, shaboom, ya-la-la-la-la-la-la-la, shaboom, shaboom, ya-la-la-la-la-la-la-la, shaboom, shaboom, ya-la-la-la-la-la-la-la, shaboom. Every time I look at you, something is on my mind. If you do what I want you to, baby, we'd be so fine. Life could be a dream if I could take you up in paradise up above. If you would tell me I'm the only one that you love.
life could be a dream, sweetheart.
Hello, hello again, shaboom, and hoping we'll meet again, boom, shaboom.
Hey, la ni ding dong, na lang, na lang, na lang,
shaboom,
ba-do, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-bed. Life could be a dream,
life could be a dream, sweetheart. Life could be a dream. If only all my precious plans would come true. If you would let me spend my whole life loving you.
Life could be a dream, sweetheart.
Do-do, shaboom, shaboom. Do-do, shaboom, shaboom. Do-do, shaboom, shaboom.
Do you remember some of the labels that were around? Labels or records that were around in those years, like Coral and, you know, things that aren't existing nowadays. They were there. They've usually come down to be either part of a parent company now or something like that. The McGuire sisters used to record for Coral Records quite a bit and numerous others. The top 10 in 1954, according to sales. Now, as we said, very few really. Although the influence of black was there, it was still in the background and getting on its way up to higher heights and bigger things every day. But in 1954, when the year ended, the number 10 tune was Happy Wanderer by Frank Weir. And I'm not a singer, but you remember the song? I love to go wandering, da-da-da-da. Secret Love, Doris Day. And I know you got to remember number 8, Oh My Papa by Eddie Fisher. Number 7, Little Shoemaker by the Gaylords. Number 6 was Three Coins in the Fountain by the Four Aces. Number 5, you just heard it, Shaboom by the Crew Cuts. Number 4, Young at Heart, Frank Sinatra. Number 3, Wanted Perry Como. Number 2 was Hey There. Number 1, Kitty Callan, Little Things Mean a Lot. These are the Medallions, 1954. The black influence again, the letter, the song.
Letter, knowing that you ain't ever read it. But each time I write you, darling, I pen where lips can't say. Because I love you, although you're so far away. My words carry meaning that love alone can't tell. And always hope and wish you well. Oh, my darling, please hear my plea. To be unable to stop loving you, knowing well that I should. To me, a black day, to me, a black night. And to kiss and love, and then have to fight. Oh, my darling, let me whisper sweet words of his mortality, and discuss the perpetus of love. And put them together, and what have you had? Matrimony. Oh, my darling, please hear my plea.
The Medallions. Big Wilson here with radio number one, WPGC, and the Rock and Roll Generation. Every year is a different hour, friends, and it goes consecutively. Next up at about 7:10 or so will be 1955. It goes all the way through 1951, and it continues all the way through December 31st up until midnight, and then at midnight we present the top 100 of 1971. Bring
it. Morning sun.
Oh, darling, just for all things we used to do. Oh, darling, just for old time's sake, turn back the hands of time. Pretend that you're still
for old time's sake. McGuire Sisters on WPTC number one's Rock and Roll Generation. 1954 is the year. How are you? This is Brian Lawrence at 5 minutes after seven on WPTC number one. McGuire Sisters, did they get their start on the Arthur Godfrey show? Is that right? I remember them on there all the time because, like, I used to wake up at whenever he came on in the morning, and they were always on the Arthur Godfrey show, McGuire Sisters, at eight minutes after seven.